News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the global Sumud flotilla bound for Gaza was bombarded overnight, reporting drone attacks and radio jamming with ABBA music. And Sarah Clancy, poet, community worker and civil society participant on the flotilla, joins us now. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Ciara. Thanks for having us on.
Are you able to tell us where you are, or for operational reasons, no?
No, I'm able. There's not much secretive about our flotilla. I think we're in full view of the world at the moment. So we're just off the very north coast of Crete at the moment, and we're at anchor. Everybody's just preparing to depart again for Gaza a little bit later today. Oh. So we're in beautiful blue waters, yeah, off Crete, off a tiny little island here.
Stunning Aegean waters. An idyllic setting, but obviously a very serious intent. If you were not intercepted, how soon would you get to Gaza from where you are now? How far away is it?
So we're around about 4.5 days sailing time, okay, to Gaza, where we are at the moment, around about 4.5. Now, bearing in mind, for people who think that's a long time, it's a flotilla of 51 boats. So basically, when you're traveling in a flotilla like this, you're basically only as fast as your slowest boat.
Sure.
So it's not the same, you know, it's not the same as if we took the fastest boat, we probably could be there in less time. But every one of the 51 boats are carrying both solidarity activists and aid. You know, we're carrying, okay, baby milk, formula, rice, medical equipment, all of those kind of things, which we hope to deliver directly to the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Now, Israel, of course, have said that they will, and I'm quoting directly, we will stop these vessels while doing the utmost to protect the passengers. They are intent on stopping you from arriving in Gaza, and many people would think that they mean what they say. Tell us about the resolve on the boats, and what has been going on in terms of drone attacks and how everyone is feeling about it.
Sure. So the first thing to say is we've had since almost 2.5 weeks ago, I'm in a bit of a time warp here, but since almost 2.5 weeks ago, we had the first drone attacks on our boats. And those are two very serious drone attacks that happened in Tunis, at the port of Tunis. And the two boats in our ships were struck really, really dangerously with those, you know, in terms of really high intensity. Fires broke out as a result of explosives dropped on the boat, and only for the quick action of the crews and participants in putting them out, we could have been talking to you about a much bigger disaster. So, for example, one of those boats had 6 people on it at the time, even though in port they were minding and keeping charge of the boat. But had the drone landed a meter to the left and hit fuel tanks, we could be telling, okay, you a very different story, a tragic,
okay,
story today.
Absolutely.
So the night before last, then Wednesday night, this week, we came under a sustained drone attack again. So we had drones hovering over us as we were traveling then, and we had drones hovering over us for a number of nights, you know, quite high in the sky. And we're not usually aware of who those drones are. So, for example, they could be the Coast Guard from the country we're passing. It could be, you know, they could be.
Okay, and you've no way of knowing, do you?
We've no way.
I imagine it's intimidating,
that.
However, though, that some of them may not be from the Coast Guard.
Of course. And there's just a small little fighter jet passing our fleet at the moment, just a very unusually two fighter jets passing our fleet. So we're obviously the subject of a lot of attention. But just to say that on the night of the attack, then the drones started to come closer. There was around about 15 to 20 drones. And for over 3 hours, those drones harassed the boats, dropped projectiles onto the boats. They hit 12 boats. Now, the things that they dropped on the boat don't seem to have been the same as in Tunis. So for example, the boat that I was on was hit by four items, but from 3 drones. So the drones came down low over the boats, low enough so that we could hear them. They put their lights off and then they dropped items onto the boats. Now,
is your radio being jammed with ABBA? Are you listening to Dancing Queen and what have you all the time?
At that time, yeah. During the time of the attack, they jammed our VHF frequencies. Now, obviously, we have other means of being in touch, and we're able to, okay, be in touch with the other boats. So our boat was the last to be hit on Wednesday night. It was one of the last ones. So we weren't maybe as panicked as the first few boats were.
Interaction, if you don't mind, Sarah, what interaction have you had with the Spanish and the Italian military who have sent, I suppose, security vessels out to protect what they're saying their citizens on the flotilla?
Sure. So those happened as a result of the attacks. Those promises from both of those governments happened as a result of the attacks. At the moment, we can see two military vessels just anchored off our boats. We were just before I came on. We were trying to determine whether one was a Greek frigate or whether one was an Italian frigate. But we think we were joined by at least one Italian frigate and another one on the way yesterday. Now that the same thing, the Spanish government has also issued a statement that it's sending a Spanish Navy vessel from Cartagena to ensure the safety of its participants on the flotilla. And interestingly enough, the Spanish government has also said to ensure the safety of the flotilla, so not just the Spanish citizens. So, you know, people, right, we have mixed feelings about those. We're obviously very delighted that the only danger, just the first thing to say for people, the only danger we're facing, we're in nice calm waters where holidaymakers frequently go.
Sure.
The only danger we're facing is if Israel decides to attack us. If Israel decides to attack us or someone acting on their behalf, they are acting completely criminally in international waters against law-abiding citizens. So we're not in any danger whatsoever unless Israel decides to put us in danger. I saw earlier on, you know, Simon Harris, for example, made a statement to say that we were undertaking a dangerous journey. And just to say, to the best of our knowledge, there's no travel advisory warning for Crete. There's no war in Greece. We're in peaceful international waters. And so we're not the ones who are doing anything dangerous. The danger is being enforced on us from outside through criminal acts, which really, you know, really would constitute arrogant, brazen assault on another person's citizens.
It will be all highly escalated as you approach Gaza, though, as you get closer to those waters that could be Israeli waters. I no idea, but stay safe. I've no doubt we will be continuing to stay in touch with the flotilla as much as we can and bring you more updates on that. But thank you so much for speaking to us there. That is Sarah Clancy, poet, community worker and civil society participant on the Global Sumud Flotilla. A dangerous time in the world at the moment. Do let us know what you think about what's going on. 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.